famous impersonator Pete Paquette sings to a sold-out crowd. He's one of 50 performers from Canada, the United States, and Australia paying tribute to Elvis Presley. They're all competing to be crowned the weekend's best tribute artist. Heather Grant worked for almost 2 years to organize the contest. She says she wants to keep Presley's memory alive. She met him in the 1970s.
He was so awesome. When I met him, I stood there and I thought, that's Elvis Presley. And I couldn't say anything. I didn't say one word to him. I was just in awe of his presence. And I think people still feel that. And we remember and pass it on to our kids.
Barry radio personality Wendy King helped judge the contest. She says she loves Presley so much, she's been to Graceland 40 times. She thinks his influence will never die.
He's timeless. He had everything that you kind of want to be yourself. And he had it all in one persona, you know? So I just feel like people just can't let go.
And that's why one artist says he pays tribute to the king. Marcus Wells made it to the contest finals. He says he puts on the jumpsuit because Presley was the perfect performer. But that's not the only reason.
I love Elvis as if he was a member of the family. And also I'm grateful to Elvis because he's brought a lot of really great people into my life.
Wells got fourth place at the festival. Paquette won the top prize, $1,500 and a trip to Memphis, Tennessee to compete at the most exclusive tribute artist competition in the world, the Ultimate Elvis Contest this summer.
Mrs. Sarvis, thank you very much.